Welcome back. Surprised that you're back or no?
I wouldn't say surprised. I mean, obviously, still young, still lots to learn, kind of. But I thought I had a pretty good camp. I thought maybe I'd get maybe a few games. I don't know. But it's whatever. They saw. Obviously, I need more development. But happy to be back.
Yeah, I thought you'd get a few games before you came back. I expected to see you just in time to head out to BC. I was told you had a great camp, but again, that's what makes it surprising. How did you feel camp went for you?
I thought my camp was really good. I thought I played really good. My feet were moving. I thought I was up and play a bunch, but obviously there's still some stuff I got to do. I mean, whether it is defensive stuff or whatever, but obviously this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, now that you're back here, what do you see yourself needing to do in order to meet the expectations of what up top wants out of you?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of keep working on my complete game. I think, keep working on my defense. Obviously, my offense is gonna come with that, but I think it's just rounding it out.
Your thoughts on what you've, I'm sure you've been following what's been going on back here. Your thoughts on a team you're coming back to that's off to a pretty decent start?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've been off to a rocket hot start, but obviously I'm happy to get back. I mean, I missed a lot of the guys. I mean, I kept in touch with a bunch of them, but they've been rolling here, so it's gonna be fun.
Good. I know you're hoping to get in a couple of games, regular season games, but being able to, at 19 years old, be the final cut for an NHL team, what does that just do for your confidence moving forward this season?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Obviously, getting that recognition and kind of them seeing that is pretty special. I mean, not a lot of people get to experience all those games and all that kind of stuff. So obviously they thought I had a good camp, and it was special.
In your meetings with management executives on your way out of Nashville, what was the biggest things that they were telling you to focus on, and things that they're hoping that you continue to improve on and add to your game over the course of the season?
Yeah, I think it was just a lot of defensive aspects kind of getting stronger. Obviously, your typical things, but I mean, they're right. Those guys, they're big boys. I mean, obviously, all the NHL guys are usually 190 plus and over 6 foot. And I think that's just a big thing.
What was the experience like, especially in the last preseason game against playing pretty much against all NHLers and just the skill level on the ice at that level?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, they obviously didn't play they weren't playing their top guys. We had our whole team in, so that was pretty cool getting to go out and play with the OC. And obviously, like Forsberg and those guys, and then it was a blast. That barn was buzzing.
What was it like just playing with those guys, those veterans like the Forsbergs, the Yossis, the Stamkoses? Were you able to poke their brains? What was kind of going through your mind as you met them, and what can you learn from them, I guess?
Yeah, obviously you get to talk to them quite a bit. They've been where you have. They all played junior hockey. They were your age, and I think the biggest thing they've kind of just talked about is just being prepared and kind of going in and just kind of doing your thing. I mean, obviously playing a game, being confident is huge. And kind of, I was fanboying a little bit, but obviously it was fun.
How are you fanboying?
You just watch the stuff they do is crazy. I mean, obviously Forsberg is just the stuff of the puck I've never seen before. And then Yossi, that same goes for him. So it was really fun.
Yeah, feel like you belonged almost?
Yeah, I felt like I had a good camp. I felt like I showed well. I mean, obviously, I thought I had a good camp, and obviously I thought I could maybe get a next step there, but it's okay. I mean, stuff happens.
Yossi and Forsberg, you've been at camps with before. This is a first time for you with Steven Stamkos. What kind of appreciation do you now have for him?
Yeah, he can rip the bill. I mean, obviously he's getting old. He's a little bit older. I mean, he's not getting old, but he's that guy can rip the puck like no other. I mean, I stepped out on the ice one day and he was already ripping one tees, and every shot was top right corner. And I just sat there with my jaw on the floor. I didn't know what to do.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good.